Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
What was your best decision that you've made as an owner to date?
Getting Bill Belichick to come to the Patriots. I gave up a number one draft pick. Coach who had only won a little over 40% of his game in 1999. It was a big risk, and I got hammered in the Boston media, but I think we did okay.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon and welcome to WEEI Afternoons in our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart here alongside Dan Ball.
Hey.
Sitting in for Fitzy for the first hour here in the totality of the show. Fitzy's off. Ted Johnson will join us at 3 o'clock. All-Star game was last night, but something more important to talk about.
Finally.
Yes, we'll get to the All-Star game. We'll get to the swing-off and the format and the excitement.
Great idea, terrible execution. There's your segment.
So that's really the story of Major League Baseball these days, because that's kind of what we said about the Home Run Derby a day earlier.
Yep, there's your sport.
But we have a latest chapter in the ongoing, is it a urinating contest? I'm not sure I'm allowed to say that. Whatever. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, amicable parting of ways that is not seemingly all that amicable when you go back to the Tom Brady roast, when you go back to Tom Brady night. And then everything that's gone on with the dynasty. And then Robert Kraft, those comments you just heard, telling about the best decision he made was taking a big risk, in quotes, on Bill Belichick to bring him to the New England Patriots after he quit the New York Football Jets, after he had been promoted to head coach, after Parcells and all that fiasco down there. And it worked out great. We all know history, dynasty, blah, blah, blah.
He said as much. He said, and then we had him for 24 years, and then we did all right.
Correct.
That was his, funny.
So Robert Kraft said that to Julian Edelman on Julian Edelman's podcast.
Yep.
Now, he did have some details that Bill probably would prefer be left out, like his winning percentage in Cleveland, which is something that's bandied about in the Belichick-Brady debates, Belichick haters, you know, those types of things. The things that Stiz tends to ignore, the facts, I mean, that Robert Kraft brought up a fact. And he said he took a big risk and he took a lot of heat, because he did. He took a massive amount of heat at the time.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick was borderline toxic, borderline untouchable for most NFL teams, kind of the way he was 2 years ago when he was looking for a job. But Robert Kraft wanted him, and Robert Kraft clearly wanted him when Bill was ascending to the head coaching job in New York. And Bill knew that, and there was a first-round pick involved and all the back and forth between Parcells and Kraft that went on for, I don't know, quarter of a century until now, with Parcells going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. So, okay, Robert said that. I don't know about you. I heard that. I saw that, and it didn't really resonate.
No. I mean, what else is there to choose from? That's the foundational piece of the dynasty of the Patriots. That's pre-Brady. That's pre-anything that we know to be current-day Patriots football.
And so I didn't think it was a shot at anyone. I thought it was a statement of fact. If anything, I think it's a statement of positivity toward Bill Belichick. The best thing I did was go get that guy. And as you said, that predates Tom Brady, because that guy then lucked into Tom Brady, but then developed Tom Brady, and with Tom Brady paired up, dynasty, we're all richer, we're all legends in the football world.
I mean, it's a self-serving comment, yes. Saying that you took a big risk and then it paid off is self-serving for Robert Kraft, but he's the owner of the Patriots, and he was the one asked the question. So what did you expect was going to come out of that?
Is it self-serving if it's true? Like, if you just state a fact, you take a risk, right? I invested in something, I took a risk, and then that thing became Twitter, and I made a boatload of money. It's like, well, yeah, I could have lost all my money. Venture capital, like,
right,
people do it all the time. They need one hit to cover up for all their losses.
I mean, it's just reminding you of your resume, which is self-serving in nature, but it's also not inaccurate.
You can also be a little less braggadocious.
That's
kind of saying it.
That's kind of my point.
Okay, so Stiz, not surprisingly, seems to be trending toward, okay, he may have taken some fault with it. Well, we know one person who did. His name is Bill Belichick. He's the head coach of the University of North Carolina football team. He's a guy that you would think,
go Tar Heels,
has better things going on right now than to monitor what is being said in New England and said by Robert Kraft and all of those things. Well, apparently not, because Bill, who we always knew was super sensitive. I'm sure Ted Johnson will back that up when he gets here at three. And defensive, was never this covert or overt in it. It was more covert in the past, where he would put out his defenses or whatever through people's sources, whatever.
When he had all that power to do that, to delegate his insecurities.
Not anymore, because I was drinking my morning coffee, and I go to ESPN.com, and there's a Don Vannata Jr. story, and I'm like, about the Patriots and Bill Belichick? What is this? Bill Belichick pushing back against Robert Kraft, talking about taking a big risk hiring him. In fact, Bill Belichick said to Don Vannata in a response to questions, so an interview. Side note, Don Vannata, who I used to think was a Big J journalist who did investigative journalism about steroids and business and drugs and all these things.
Used to.
Now is writing puff pieces for Bill Belichick to defend the man's honor, apparently.
There it is.
I don't know.
Wait, so what did you expect when you saw Don Vannata in Patriots? Did you expect a bombshell?
Something.
Yeah.
Something big, worthwhile. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And then I get... Quote, as I told Robert multiple times through the years, I took a big risk by taking the New England Patriots head coaching job. I already had an opportunity to be the head coach of the New York Jets, but the ownership situation was unstable. So, Bill, you picked the Patriots. You had one of 32. Like, that's what they always say.
Yeah.
If you get offered one of those, it might not be the perfect situation, but it's one of 32. You had one of 32. And you thought the Patriots with Robert Kraft was a better situation, even though now you're saying you took a big risk. Okay, interesting.
Sure.
Belichick goes on with Vannata, who apparently no longer does Big J journalism and just carries water for Bill Belichick. I had been warned by multiple previous Patriots coaches, as well as other members of the other NFL organizations and the media, that the New England job was going to come with many internal obstacles.
That's my first issue. Okay, name them. What's your internal issue?
My guess would be the meddlesome ownership group, because if you're going to say previous coaches, who could that? Oh, wait, you mean Bill Parcells? When you were there with Bill Parcells and Bill Parcells quit because they wouldn't let him shop for the groceries. They just wanted him to make for the meal and the whole thing and the Bobby Greer and that whole feud.
Yeah.
Now, the multiple, if he's a man of his word, which I don't know whether he is or isn't at this point. I'm not even sure if he's a man of his senses at this point and how much Jordan was involved in this. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah.
Let's take this at the surface for what it is. Statement and comments from
Bill
Belichick.
From Bill himself.
To ESPN.
And just ignoring the 25-year-old fingerprints all over this. Sure.
Correct.
Sure.
The mishaps that seem to have continued endlessly with Bill and Jordan, with Jordan involved.
Yeah, it's irrelevant to the situation.
I continue to say... For 24 years or whatever the hell it was, Berge Najarian, who's now working for Bill O'Brien right down the street at Boston College, kept Bill from being in any of these weird debacle situations. Bill no longer has Berge. He has Jordan helping him not only personally but professionally. And it's been a debacle.
Yep.
So he goes on, I made it clear that we would have to change the way the team was managed to regain the previously attained success. Okay, well, first of all, the previously attained success was never really success. It was go to Super Bowl and lose.
Sure.
That was, and Bill was involved with one of those. The 85 Patriots were involved with those. Ted Johnson was involved with those. But Bill clearly putting his stamp on, I told them I had to change everything, basically, for them to be successful. My way or the highway. Which he does kind of massage the facts here, I guess I'll say. Because people think the Patriots stunk when Pete Carroll was fired.
Yeah.
Pete Carroll never had a losing season.
Right.
Carroll was a 500 coach in the final season and had a winning record over the course of his career with the Patriots.
Just didn't do the damn thing at the end of the season.
You know who didn't have a winning record in his final season, or even a 500 record in his final season?
Bill Belichick.
That would be Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we go on. Where's the rest of the Belichick quote here, where he says...
Did you already do I appreciated Robert giving me the opportunity?
No, where's okay. that? Yeah, you read that.
Okay, I appreciated Robert giving me the opportunity to make those changes and build a program that was consistent with my vision for a championship team. So you took...
Could you get any more I's, my's, me in there? Like, he says, I built the dynasty.
Right.
That's what he just said.
Another reminder that the Patriot way is the Belichick way.
Right.
Like, that's what this is meant. By the way, so we've gone from, I took a huge risk because of the internal obstacles, ownership, into, I appreciated Robert giving me the keys to run the car by myself before I even coached a game here.
Yeah.
That's what we've gone to within the span of two paragraphs?
So this measuring contest over the Patriots dynasty continues, and it is embarrassing for the men involved. That's my first takeaway from this.
Yes.
So which team are you on? Team Belichick or Team Kraft? Because you got to pick a side. That's how sports talk radio works. I don't know if you've been around.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, movies work. What were all those movies about the wolves and the whatever, and you had to pick team side, the boy, the dreamy boyfriend, the werewolves, the girl. Twilight. You had to pick one side or the other in Twilight. You had to pick Drew versus... You had to pick Drew versus Tom, Belichick versus Brady. It's how it works in sports.
No, tell me more about Twilight, though.
I didn't actually watch it. I just know my wife loved it. So you have to pick. Are you on Team Kraft or Team Belichick? And right now, you have to be on Team Kraft.
Yeah.
Right? You can't be on any other team, Stiz, than Team Kraft.
I'm not.
He stated a... You're not on another team?
I'm on Team Belichick, as my drink holder says. How are you not going to act like the Patriot way isn't kind of Belichick's way? All that discipline, all that ignore the noise, like, that's Belichick.
That's his coaching, sure. That's absolutely his coaching. Did he have to trash the organization? That I had to overhaul basically everything they're doing, and there would come with challenges if we were ever going to get back to it? Did he have to trash other people? Because I don't believe Robert Kraft trashed him, right?
He said he
took a big risk on him.
And then
did he not take a big risk on him, Stiz?
40%, you know, win record.
He didn't
have to say that.
What was his winning record in Cleveland?
Yeah, it may be true, but what Bill's saying isn't entirely false either. Yes, that job was going to come with challenges. Yes, there may, you know, I'm sure Parcells did talk to him like, yeah, you know, this owner, you know, tends to meddle and da-da-da-da-da.
And I actually think it goes beyond that. I do think that's the biggest one. Parcells telling him you have a meddlesome owner. Robert Kraft is meddlesome. I also think he might be alluding to, so he tells you that they were $10 million over the salary cap when he took over. I think he might also be alluding to Andy Wasenchuk was sort of running the finances of the Patriots at the time, handing out contracts like they were candy.
Yeah.
Our co-host at 3 o'clock got one of them. He got a 5-year, $25 million contract.
Yeah.
They were giving them out like candy. Ty Law, Lawyer Malloy, I forgot who got all the deals. They all got big money contracts.
Right.
And it was probably not sustainable. It was probably not the best way to build a winner. But it, you know, it was the way it was sort of being done in the NFL at that time. So I think he's kind of also alluding to that.
Like, yeah.
I had to clean up the books and clean up the cap and the whole
and
business.
Andy, I don't disagree with any of that. But the more that he talks, the less I agree with him. If you want to, if Robert Kraft wants to say, I took a big risk and here's your 40% win rate, that would have sounded a little petty if he just said that and then it fell on deaf ears. Like, all right, you didn't need to give me throw the stats back in my face. Mm-hmm. I get it. You took a risk, it paid off, whatever else. My issue is that Belichick responded. Just let it go. At what point can Belichick's resume in the NFL just speak for itself? I don't need you to be a college coach. I don't need you to date a 25-year-old, and I don't need you to get into a you-know-what in contest with Kraft. Just leave it alone and let what you did in the past be good enough.
And that is what bothers me most about this. Like, if you're a Patriots fan like Stiz or anybody else listening, this is sort of like the parents fighting, and you're like, why do we have to fight? And then you look at it and you say, Robert Kraft, you have, I don't even know what it is now, $17 billion between all your businesses. The Patriots are a big chunk of that at like $8 billion or whatever the numbers are. You've had a lot of success. You're going to go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I know you're not there yet and you really want to be there and you're not. I get it. Whatever. You're going to be there. You're seen as one of the great owners in NFL history. People praise you for TV contracts and stopping lockouts and all of these things. Why are you so sensitive? Why are you so insecure?
Yeah.
Why do you need to remind people?
The egos are just out of control here.
And then Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick has been anointed the greatest coach, not just in football history, but maybe in the history of any sports. He's like in the conversation of greatest coaches ever.
In the pantheon of the greatest winners in sports history.
Shouldn't this be beneath him?
Yes. Like, yes, it should.
Replying?
All of this should.
And it used to be, right?
When Bears told him to shut up.
Even if he wanted to, it was beneath him publicly. He would try to avoid it because maybe Bears kept him from doing it.
Yeah, or whoever.
So therefore, is this a Jordan problem? Is this Jordan saying, you shouldn't take that? He said that about you. Jordan fancies herself a social media person, and modern social media is bitching and replying and fighting.
Back, for sure.
We'll get into Shaq and RG3 later. They got a nice little feud going on social media. So whose side are you on? And we're going to take a call early here. If you would pass me the Rich Keefe call remote, which is over there right now. We don't usually
but I've seen that now twice in a week where they've just moved the mouse for the call screen around.
Well, because the host is over there. I don't know what's going on. A lot going on here. But 617-779-7937. Whose side are you on? Robert Kraft, who said he took a big risk, getting Bill Belichick, giving up a first-round pick
That's
to get him.
That's absolutely not true.
Or are you on Bill Belichick's side, who said he took a really big risk coming to the Patriots from the Jets when he was toxic and people thought
phone lines are open.
People thought he was having a mental breakdown at the podium when he left the Jets job. But 617-779-7937, whose side are you on? We will sprinkle in a call here quick. Derek in Vermont, what are your thoughts on this ongoing Belichick versus Kraft situation?
So, honestly, even if Pete Carroll was kept as the head coach and they had Brady, would have done the same thing. I can't not stand Belichick. This whole, like praise God for him being a good coach, give me a freaking break.
Thanks for the call, Derek.
I don't know
what
that means.
Stiz,
whatever.
Anything to add?
Appreciate you saying freaking. It's a great point. So, Stiz, let me ask you a question. Bill Belichick and Drew Bledsoe, Pete Carroll and Tom Brady, who has a better chance to go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, maybe win multiple Super Bowls?
I don't know. That may be a little out of my resume, but I do not think, I 100% do not think Pete Carroll and Tom Brady have the same success as Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. No way.
Okay, that is not the question here.
That's what he just said. No, he said, Pete Carroll and Tom Brady,
I think Pete Carroll and Tom Brady would have won multiple Super Bowls with the New England Patriots.
I'm not too sure about that.
Well, they're both Hall of Famers. Pete Carroll won the Super Bowl without Tom Brady, with Russell Wilson, with the Legion of Boom, with Seattle, right? So that happened. And Tom Brady went on to
And then lost one when he made a dumb decision to throw the football.
That's
on
fair.
The one-yard line.
100% fair. So you do know enough about football to tell me that Pete Carroll or Tom Brady or Bill Belichick and Drew Bledsoe, which would be better? Which combo would have won more in New England?
Probably Brady, because he's a better quarterback, obviously.
That's not
apples to apples.
No, it isn't. It's apples to oranges. And which do you like better? That's the simple
Grape.
Answer right there. Just because it made you question your guy and the value of your guy.
No,
Bill
it
Belichick.
Didn't. It no, did. It didn't, because you're saying, like, again, Brady is a much better quarterback than Bledsoe. So obviously they're going to have
so
more
Bill's
success.
So Bill's not a much better coach than Carroll? Is that what you're saying? He's not a much better coach than Carroll?
I do think the man on the field has more, you know, sway in the argument than the coach drawing
so
up
Bill
the plays.
So Bill deserves about 10% of the dynasty, like Ted
10%.
Said.
10%. Get out of my you shut said, the front door.
You just said the man on the field. The man on the field
is
more valuable.
Yeah, obviously has more impact than the coach.
I always thought you were a Belichick guy. Just came to find out you're a Brady guy. You just came to 617-779-7937. Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick are feuding. Even though Robert, I don't think, intended to feud, Bill Belichick fires back on ESPN today with Don Vannata. Used to be a big journalist. Now he's carrying Bill Belichick's water for him on ESPN.com. We're talking about that with your phone calls next here on WEEI Afternoons.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. For just the second time in the last 12 matchups, the National League beat the American League in the 2025 All-Star Game in Major League Baseball. With the score tied at 6 after 9 innings, the NL bested the AL in the first ever home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber hit 3 home runs on 3 swings to clinch it for the NL. The Red Sox return to action on Friday afternoon on the road against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of game one is at 2:20. Boston has the third hardest remaining strength of schedule in Major League Baseball. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. In hockey news, the Bruins' full schedule was released earlier today. Among the highlights, the Bees open on the road on Wednesday, October 8th against the Capitals. Their home opener is the following night against the Blackhawks, and Brad Marchand returns to TD Garden on Tuesday, October 21st. The Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun 85-77 last night at TD Garden. Caitlin Clark had 14 points and was a plus 21 in 28 minutes of action. And finally, the 2025 Open Championship begins tomorrow at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Scotty Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Jon Rahm currently have the best odds to win the Claret Jug. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
The Greg Hill Show.
No, it was actually technically Massachusetts. Because what made me... Well, here's I'm Courtney. Mago, here's where I'll give you the credit.
Give him credit. He seems to work a
Courtney.
Lot. He makes a lot of movies.
You just say Courtney?
I keep calling her Courtney. Yeah, well, you're not smoking in the elevator, Courtney. This is not...
I'm not Courtney.
Motley Crue. Oh,
did you miss something? Listen to the podcast on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10 on New England Sports Original. WEEI. WEEI.